Okay, so we're diving deep today into something that's been catching my eye. It seems like crypto is like really starting to make waves,
Oh, for sure.
not just, on the trading charts or anything, but like in the world of politics
Yeah,
too.
yeah.
And we're going to be looking specifically at Ripple's XRP and Bitcoin.
Okay.
So we've got this CoinWookie's article, XRP News Today: Political Donations Amplify Pro-Crypto Influence, While BTCIs $100 cake,
Right.
that we're going to unpack, see what we can learn from it.
Sounds good.
So, I mean, it's pretty wild to see crypto, moving beyond just tech and finance.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's really starting to flex its muscles in the political arena now.
Right. Like this whole thing with Ripple
Yeah.
donating to candidates who are like pro-crypto during the midterms,
Trump's big move.
huge, right?
Yeah.
Millions of dollars going into these super
Super
PACs,
PACs, yeah.
which, like, for anybody who doesn't know,
Right.
super PACs can basically raise like unlimited money from companies and people to like support certain candidates.
Right. Yeah, it's a way to really get behind the candidates they think will, support their interests.
Exactly. And it seems like it worked for them because a lot of those candidates actually won.
They did.
So it makes you wonder,
Yeah.
is this the future of like how the crypto industry is going to deal with regulation?
It could be.
Because, they're not just sitting back and waiting to see what happens.
No, not at all. They're being proactive, trying to shape the rules themselves,
Right. And that's where Brad Garlinghouse comes in.
Ripple CEO.
Exactly. And he's quoted in this article talking about how important it is to have clear regulations for digital assets. Like, he doesn't want things to be
He
wishy-washy.
wants a clear framework, yeah.
Yeah. And he sees these like donations as investments in getting those regulations to be, I guess, more favorable to crypto.
It's a long game, but they're definitely playing it.
For sure. And it'll be interesting to see, what the long-term impact of all of this is going to be.
Absolutely. It's something we'll have to keep our eye on.
Okay. So we've talked about Ripple and politics, but let's switch gears a bit
Okay.
to Bitcoin,
All right.
because this CoinWookie's article also predicts that Bitcoin could hit $100,000.
Now that's a prediction that gets people excited.
I mean, it's a big number, right?
Huge.
But, I've been following Bitcoin for a while, and I've got to say, I'm pretty impressed with how resilient it's been.
Oh, yeah, for sure. It's been through some wild swings, but it keeps bouncing back.
Exactly. And this article mentions a couple of things that could be contributing to that.
Like what?
Well, they talk about how there's growing interest from these like big institutional investors.
The big players are starting to take
Yeah.
notice.
And there are also some favorable economic conditions, apparently.
Interesting.
So all of that together could, push Bitcoin towards that $100,000 mark.
It's definitely a possibility.
Right. It's crazy to think how far Bitcoin has come.
From this niche thing to like a mainstream asset.
Exactly. It's
Yeah.
pretty remarkable. And speaking of influencing the future, I think we got to talk about Ripple's legal battle with the SEC.
Oh, yeah, that's a big one.
Huge, right? Because the SEC is claiming that Ripple sold XRP as like unregistered securities.
Which is a no-no in the eyes of the law.
Yeah, and this whole case, it could have some major implications for how crypto is treated,
For
legally.
the whole industry, really.
Right, because if the SEC wins, then it could mean that a lot of cryptocurrencies are going to face like way tighter regulations.
This could change the game completely.
Absolutely. But Ripple isn't backing down.
No, they're fighting it.
They're fighting it in court, and they're also, doing all this political stuff we talked about.
It seems like they're really determined to like shape the future of blockchain and finance.
Like they want to be at the forefront of it
Yeah,
all.
they want to be the leaders.
Okay, so just to recap quickly,
Yeah.
we've talked about Ripple's influence in politics, Bitcoin's potential to hit new highs,
Right.
and this like landmark legal battle with the SEC. Big stuff, right? So, I mean, what does it all mean for the future of finance?
Well, it's pretty clear that crypto is becoming a major player in the global financial system.
It's not on the sidelines anymore.
No, it's front and center. And how these things play out, like the SEC case, Ripple's moves, it's going to have ripple effects,
Pun intended.
maybe. But seriously, this is just the beginning, and it's going to be fascinating to see how it all unfolds.
Yeah, it's definitely a dynamic space.
For sure.
And as we wrap up this deep dive, I want to leave you with a thought. All right, well, thanks for joining me on this deep dive.
My pleasure. Always a good conversation.
And to all our listeners out there, keep exploring, keep learning, because the future of finance is, well, it's being written right now.
Absolutely. It's a story that's still being written.
And it's one we all get to be a part of.
Exactly.